All right, we are the campaign commercial free zone. We're the only place you can be tuned in today and not be hearing campaign commercials. I mean, that's a good enough reason for you to call all your friends and neighbors and say, get over to RosieOnTheHouse.com. You will get a break from the campaign. Now, we can't stop all the unsolicited phone calls that come to your house, but we can stop you from hearing any campaign ads during our show. So welcome. It's Rosie on the House. We're here every Saturday morning for 3 hours to entertain, educate, and protect you, help you with any project you're trying to tackle around your house and home. We had Andy come on real quick in one of Rosie's typical snafus. He brings a caller in exactly 7 seconds before we have to go on commercial. Andy, I appreciate your patience with me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What you up to today?
The reason I'm calling is because I had a question about, grading on the sides of my house. And I first noticed that in the last storm, I got some water in my garage. So I'm thinking about putting some drains into the concrete there because it's pretty flat.
Yeah.
And then I went around the whole house, and I'm noticing that it's pretty flat everywhere else as well. In fact, there's some water that gets real close to the slab.
Okay.
And so I'm also wondering about on my patio, that's farther from the house, but right near the concrete, there's some water that gets pretty high right there as well. And so I'm wondering about the grading just around the house and also around the patio.
Okay. Now, Andy, how long have you been in the house?
We just got it 2 months ago. It was built in 2007, so
okay.
It was a custom home. But.
Okay. And none of the water getting in the garage or almost up to the slab level, none of it caused any damage at this point, right?
Well, it's dried up, and it got to some things, but, moved it. It's dried up. It's
okay.
The
only reason I'm bringing it up is because if you don't see any evidence of the house of an ongoing water problem, I wouldn't spend a lot of time or expel a lot of energy or anxiety over a grading or drainage problem that occurred just this summer. We had 3 100-year rains this summer. and you're not going to see another one like that, I don't think, for quite some time.
Okay.
So don't let one of these last two. I mean, we had 3 huge storms hit Pima, Pinal, Maricopa, and Yavapai County this summer. And they were all, every one of them were record breakers. So I see your favorite author. This is celebrating author day or something.
Something like that. Yeah. And so mom's been screening.
I see his favorite author is Louis L'Amour. I've read every Louis L'Amour book there is. Andy, who turned you on to Louis L'Amour?
My English teacher in college.
Oh, very good.
What college?
Yeah. It was back in Texas, but one of the first English classes that I had, we read through the Wandering, Education of a Wandering Man.
Yes.
And it just got me thinking, and this guy can paint a picture in words that I've never seen before in all of his books.
Well, Andy, let me ask you this. Have you ever read any of Zane Grey's stuff?
No, I haven't.
He's another American author on a lot of Western-themed novels. Don't waste your time. I tried to like him because he had an Arizona connection. Once had a home here up in the on the rim above Payson.
The Dude Fire. Got it.
But once I read his biography and found out how despicable a person he was,
Go live way out in the woods.
I don't know. But listen, Andy, have you ever read Irving Stone?
No.
Okay, Jennifer, I want you to get Andy's address on Amazon.com. Irving Stone, Men to Match My Mountains. There's one here for 75 cents. I'm going to buy it, and we're going to mail it to Andy. Andy, if
say
you...
Say your postage is going to cost more than...
Well, it's not the price. It's the thought that counts.
All right, right.
Andy, I'm going to send you a copy of this book, and I promise you it will be one of the best reads you've ever read in your life. If you like
awesome.
Louis L'Amour's word painting ability... The only difference is Irving Stone's is actually a true story of early American history up in Northern California. Men to Match My Mountains, The Opening of the Far West, 1840 to 1900. It is an incredible read. We're sending you one courtesy of Rosie Romero. Thanks for calling. And don't worry too much about that grading. If there was some damage or it was reoccurring on some of the lighter monsoons, we'd do something about it. But at this point, just relax, okay?
We appreciate the call. You know, another, have you ever read any Will James books?
I have not.
Zeta gave me, my grandfather, Mama's father, who we call Zeta because he said he was too old to be called Grandpa when Rachel was born.
Yeah.
So he said, call me Zeta. He gave me a few Will James books for either my birthday or Christmas a handful of years ago, and I enjoyed Will James' books.
What are you reading right now?
You know, right now I'm actually reading Second Time Around, which is a collection of short stories written by Brad Mathis, a friend of mine and a neighbor and a hunting buddy, that he just one day said, you know what, I've been writing these stories forever. I'm going to try and get them published. He got his first one published about 2 years ago, and he's got his next one now, Second Time. His first one was Bending the Truth and Stretching Lies or something like that. A lot of fishing stories, a lot of hiking stories, a lot of outdoor stories. So his second publication is Second Time Around. So I'm working my way through that right now.
I'm reading a book you're going to get next. It's America the Beautiful by Ben Carson.
Oh, okay.
Good book.
Dr. Ben Carson?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
It's called what?
America the Beautiful.
Okay.
It's a great, I just got it started, but boy, I'm really enjoying it.
All right.
So let's hear who your favorite author is.
And in celebration of National Authors Day, that's what's going on
before,
here.
Before we jump up to Maryland, can I talk just a little bit about our Arizona staycation? Yeah. It is, you know, we here at Roseanne House really do work hard all week long and then show up every Saturday morning to sincerely try and accomplish the mission of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. No matter what you want to do around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we'd like you to get in the habit of coming to Rosie on the House first. We're the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state. There are national referral directories. There are other local competitive referral directories. None of them have ever won first place. We're the oldest referral network. We've been here for over 25 years. We are the tightest screened referral directory. Wherever you are, there's some places in Arizona people say, well, Rosie, you've only got like 5 or 6 contractors in this area. Well, it's never my intent to be the biggest, but we will always assure you of the tightest screened, finest contract subcontractors and service providers in the state. The other thing that's unique about Rosie on the House is our website. We've been answering homeowners' questions for 26 years on air on the radio. All those questions and all those answers live on the website. If everybody used the website, we'd probably lose the radio show.
You can't have as much fun on the website.
That's true. The website is like an encyclopedia for homeowners who live in Arizona. Now, on the front page, one of the things we do that are just for fun is with our sponsor, Sanderson Ford, we put on an Arizona staycation. And we started this in the depth of this Great Recession to try and encourage people, if they're going to travel in Arizona. Keep it local. I can't believe the number of people that have been here 8, 9, 10 years, a lifetime, and never seen the Grand Canyon. They should be whipped and beat and then thrown in a pickup truck and driven to the Grand Canyon. So the Arizona Staycation is a place that you can go and register. We pick a winner every month, and you get to go to Sanderson Ford and take a look at their 65 acres of vehicles. They've got a corner of that. It's reserved for their demo cars, and you get to pick any car they have in the demo lot. We've had people pick the F-150 Platinums. We'd have them pick the convertible Mustangs. We had someone that was getting out of a Toyota and wanted to try the Fusion and took the Fusion for the weekend. We've got people that have jumped over to Sanderson Lincoln and taken the Lincoln cars. You know, just any car. And then you call us and let us know when you want to go and where you want to go, and we arrange it. We pay for the gas. We pay for everything. The Arizona Cactus Candy Company puts a gift basket in the seat. We give you a credit card to pay for the lodging. We find out where you want to go. We've got a winner, Romy, that just next weekend, and they're going to run up to Molly Butler Lodge in Greer, a great historic old lodge with a great dining room. One of the things on the menu is a prime rib that comes from the White House cookbook that Herbert Hoover delivered to the owners of the Molly Butler Lodge when he stayed there himself.
Was so, he president when he stayed
there? He was president when he stayed there. I believe he was president when he stayed there.
I just imagine what the travel to Greer was like.
Back then. That's right.
Hard enough to get there. Not hard enough, but I mean, we're sitting, it's a 4.5-hour drive.
That would have been the mid-1920s, I believe.
Probably like a 10-hour drive from Phoenix then.
We've got Molly Butler Lodge. We've got the Reardon House up in Jerome that was actually featured in this month's Arizona Highways.
Yes, it was.
We've got the Copper Queen down in Benson. We've got the train up in Williams. We've got the London Bridge Resort over in Lake Havasu. So we got Buck Springs Resort over in Pine Top.
And we got callers from just about all those areas right now on hold. So we'll get started with Roger and Williams, Marilyn and Fountain Hills, and James and Mesa when we get back in a line open at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.